Time to head to the bullpen and talk with Andy Bulbarch about the Lake Erie Crushers. Good morning, Bull.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're okay. You've had quite a week. You've had a game that went 11 innings that had 23 runs and 11 hits, and yesterday, 2-0. So you've seen it all this week, right?
We have. We've had a little bit of everything. You've played a lot of games in extra innings. As a matter of fact, you know, yesterday they went right. And I mean, I think we're looking at 14, 15 games into the year now. Four of those games have already gone into extra innings. So, I mean, they've played a lot of close games. And at home, they're still undefeated, and they've got three shutouts at home, too. So the pitching has been pretty darn good up at All-Pro Freight.
And that pitching has been quite a group effort. Yesterday, they used six pitchers to get that shutout.
You know, that's just Mange's style. Mange will go to the bullpen. He will go there often. And this strange thing is, yesterday, he had Jordan Krause, Olmsted Falls native, out there on the mound, and he made his debut this season with the Crushers. He went 5 no-hit innings, but Mond still went to the bullpen. He did that because Krause was on the DL at the beginning of the year. He had an injury, and he wanted to make sure he didn't go any more than 5 innings. So he was going to pull him after 5, or he had him on a pitch count. He was going to pull him regardless. But that just kind of gives you an idea as to how Mond works. He really believes the strength of this team is the bullpen, and he's not afraid to use it. He will go to that bullpen every single night, and you know, I just think that's kind of how he's wired. I think that's just the way he will always be.
It's pretty cool. There's a local guy on the team. Can you give us a little bit of his background?
Yeah, he went to Lakewood, and he ended up playing his college ball at Wheeling Jesuit down in Wheeling, West Virginia. He was on the Frontier Grays last year. Of course, that was the traveling team that is, of course, no more in the Frontier League. But he had a really good year last year, had a 2.98 ERA. And he was on the DL to begin this year with an intercostal sprain, which is a muscle in your ribs. So he couldn't do much the first couple weeks of the season. But I know they were anxious to get him back again, especially considering how well he did last year. And I mean, based on what he did yesterday, I don't see any reason why he would stay in the rotation with 5 no-hit innings. I mean, you can't do much better than that, right?
Absolutely. We're talking this morning with Andy Bulbarch about the Lake Erie Crushers. They are continuing on with the Gateway Grizzlies, and then they head on the road to take on to Illinois. Is that where they're heading?
Yes. So tonight they will get on the bus and head on the road for a 6-game road trip over the course of the next 7 days. So tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, they go all the way down to Marion, Illinois. That's way, way, way down there. It's all the way down by the tri-state area of Illinois, Kentucky, and Indiana. So they'll be going all the way down there tonight. That's a long ways away. And then after that, they will be off on Monday, and they will play in Joliet next week, next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they'll face former Crusher manager Jeff Isaac, who, of course, is the manager now for the Joliet Slammers.
And, of course, tonight you might be conflicted, right? I know you're a big sports fan. You got the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. You got your responsibilities with the Crushers. How do you balance that out for somebody who really loves sports?
It's not easy. I mean, your eyes are constantly glued on, you know, on the scoreboard, on my computer. I mean, there is a TV in the press box, but it's in the box next to my booth, so I can't see it. But that's probably a good thing because I don't like to get too distracted when I'm calling the game. I mean, at the end of the day, sure, I would love to watch the Cavs when they come on at 9 o'clock, but I also understand my top priority during that time frame is called the Crusher game. But you're right, it does get – you do get conflicted because you're always looking at that scoreboard, trying to get score updates, and it becomes difficult at times.
Well, let's hope for no extra innings tonight. How's that?
Yeah.
Yes, please, no extra innings. No.
One of those pitching duels where everybody is swinging at the first pitch.
That would be nice. Yeah, we need a lot of that tonight. I think everybody that's in attendance is kind of interested to see what happens there as well. But, I mean, with the game starting at 9 o'clock, that does help out a little bit. I mean, the game won't be over by 9, but I think, you know how these NBA championship games are. I mean, they don't start right at 9 o'clock, so I think we might get a little bit of leeway there. And if we're lucky, you know, maybe this game will go quick tonight and I'll be able to get back to the second half.
You talked about different players, and one name I keep seeing show up is Juan Avila. He involved in the walk-off the other night, had a hit in yesterday's game. Tell me a little bit about that player.
He's had an amazing season. I mean, really, you look at the numbers, there's not a whole lot in there not to like. I mean, not only did he have that walk-off home run two nights ago, but about a week ago, he hit three home runs in a game over Windy City where Lake Erie won 16-1. Now, that was, going back to that, that was a huge series because they won a series in Windy City for the first time in franchise history. For whatever reason, that venue has given them all kinds of problems, and I really don't know how to explain that, but they just, they've never won a series there. And this year, of course, Windy City has been the best team in the league. So if you're looking at a year where you didn't think they would win a series there, this would be the year. But they went in there, took two out of three, and so far they're the only team to win a series against those guys. I know it's early, but I think it says something to go in there and win one early in the year. That's what they did last week. Well, in the game where they beat them up 16-1, Avila went deep three times. He's the team leader in RBIs. He's the team in home runs as well, and he just had a huge year. He had a two-out RBI single yesterday, so he came through in the clutch again, and obviously that was a pretty big run because they won the game 2-0, and now he's hit safely in seven straight games. So there's an awful lot to like with what Juan Avila has provided for him this year.
Sounds good. There's an awful lot this year to like about the Crushers, too, with all the pitching and the way they got off to a hot start. Cooled down a little bit, but that happens in baseball. But again, tonight they're taking on the Gateway Grizzlies, and we have four tickets for a lucky listener right now. If they give us a call, 322-0930, 322-0930. As soon as I hang up from Bull, I'll get the winner, and they'll be seeing you tonight at the ballpark. Again, the Grizzlies taking on the Lake Erie Crushers at All-Pro Freight Stadium. We'll talk again next week, Bull. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.